From the KBIA newsroom in Colombia, I'm Elena Rivera. The House Committee on Crime Prevention and Public Safety held a public hearing yesterday morning on a proposed bill that criminalizes the non-consensual circulation of private sexual images. A more commonplace term for this is revenge porn. According to statements at the hearing, 38 states have similar laws already. The bill states that a felony is committed when a sexual image that would be reasonably understood as private is intentionally shared without the knowledge or consent from the other person. The same bill was proposed last year, but was not passed. Representative Jim Neely, the bill's sponsor, believes time was to blame.
I think it ran out of steam near the end of the session, just not too many bills and not enough time.
Neely is optimistic the bill will pass this year. Some Missouri lawmakers are raising concerns about Governor Eric Greitens' plans to continue school transportation funding cuts. Public schools were originally budgeted to get over $100 million in state transportation aid in the 2018 fiscal year. Greitens cut that to $90 million when he signed the budget last summer. On Monday, Greitens unveiled a 2019 budget plan that would essentially continue most of this year's cuts, providing only $2 million more in school transportation aid. Members of the House Subcommittee for Education Appropriations raised concerns yesterday that the governor's plan could hurt the finance of districts, particularly those that span large geographic areas. The House panel serves as the starting point for state budget bills and could change or ignore the governor's recommendations for school busing. As a part of the Missouri Capitol Sex Trafficking Awareness Day, lawmakers and other officials spoke at a rally held yesterday afternoon. KBIA's Sarah Kellogg reports.
The rally, assembled by Missouri Senator Jamila Nasheed, featured speeches by lawmakers and a survivor of human trafficking. Attorney General Josh Hawley also spoke at the rally and discussed both statistics concerning human trafficking in Missouri and his office's actions to combat it. According to Hawley, 240 cases of trafficking were reported in Missouri by the National Trafficking Hotline. Hawley discussed using new regulations that use consumer protection laws to go after traffickers and how Missouri is the first state to use this approach. Hawley stated that society needs to change for sex trafficking to end.
We will not eradicate the trafficking scourge from this state or from this country until we change our culture about how our culture views women.
Sarah Kellogg, KBIA News.
Two separate bills that would cap tax credits for low-income housing and restoring historic buildings are being weighed by a Missouri Senate committee. Both tax credit programs are capped at $140 million a year, and each bill would cut the programs down to just $50 million a year. St. Louis-based lobbyist Jim Farrell testified against the bill that would shrink the cap on historic preservation projects.
Tens of thousands of jobs have been created. This is changing old warehouses into hotels. It's changing schools into innovation technology incubators.
Republican Senator Dan Hageman from rural Northwest Missouri is sponsoring both bills. He says it's getting harder to find funding for public schools, healthcare, and other needs. A vote on shrinking the two tax credits could happen next week. I'm Elena Rivera, KBIA News, Colombia.